A child has been born that's the result of two women's eggs, much like one egg yolk and one egg white recombined, and a single father's sperm. Jeffrey Kahn, director of the Berman Institute of Bioethics at Johns Hopkins, explains the situation.
This new process is effectively taking the nuclear DNA, so the yolk, and putting it into a donated egg of a different woman, and then fertilized by the partner's sperm. Contribution from two women, one man, never before happened, and a baby was born in the last few months. That procedure is prohibited in the United States. It's illegal. So this team, which was mostly made up of U.S. researchers and clinicians, went to Mexico. It pushed people not to go through a process that would have been controlled and carefully overseen in the United States, but rather pushed them to a place with no rules at all.
Kahn says one big consideration about these kinds of interventions is they result in changes that can be inherited. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.